Happy Sunday, and thank you for joining me on this episode of the Jeremiah Patterson Show. Before I get into the voice messages here, here are a little bit of things to look out for as far as the news for this week. On Tuesday, July 28th, the Attorney General William Barr will be, I don't know, maybe, could be, testifying to the House Judiciary Committee. It depends if he shows up or not. The last time he voluntarily was set to testify before the House, and he never came. But every time the House decides to hold the Attorney General in contempt, he decides to say no. He does not want to be. He does not like be held. He does not like being held in contempt, and he eventually capitulates. And somehow he just turns evidence over. But as far as testifying to the House Judiciary Committee, there is a lot for the AG to talk about. Number one, the horrifying threats on the rule of law. Why was that attorney in the Southern District of New York abruptly fired? And why did the Attorney General lie about him being fired? Why did Attorney General William Barr say that Jeffrey Berman, the attorney in the Southern District of New York, why did he say that that attorney resigned? And why did he try to force him out so quietly on a Friday night? That is something that you should watch for on Tuesday as far as the news and special coverage of it. Also, another thing, as I said, the horrifying attacks on the rule of law. Why did the Attorney General try to just quietly push out the attorney for the Eastern District of New York on a Friday night? I mean, yeah, that was on Friday night, and not many people pay attention to the news on a Friday night, but that was still something that caught my eye. Why did that happen? Why do these attacks on the rule of law keep transpiring? Why does the Attorney General keep enabling the President of the United States? Also, here's another thing to look out for. The authoritarian sort of style government leadership that we are seeing in Portland is just appalling. I mean, for the President of the United States to send these federal agents, these unidentified federal agents with these unidentified cars, and he's sending them into Portland. This is not how a republic works. These people are essentially being kidnapped by these federal agents. That is something that will have to be looked into, and that is something that the Attorney General will be asked about as well. So there is a lot that you should be looking out for. Also, 100 days till the presidential election. Lots can happen in 100 days as far as the coronavirus pandemic, which is already just exacerbating and just still terrible. Also, watch out for what the president tries to do this week as far as the coronavirus pandemic. We're going to have special coverage on that coming up on the Jeremiah Patterson Show. And if all goes well, we will have special guests on the Jeremiah Patterson Show this week. So look out for that coverage as well. And also, make sure to read your local news coverage on what's happening in your state with the coronavirus pandemic. How's the epidemic in your state looking as far as the coronavirus? Also, if you ever have any questions or any suggestions for the Jeremiah Patterson Show, please send in your voice messages and I'll be happy to listen to them. But without further ado, without keeping you for so long on this Sunday evening, I present to you TJPS. Listeners, here are the late anniversary voice messages. Enjoy.
Congratulations, Mr. Jeremiah Patterson, for two amazing years with the Jeremiah Patterson Show. Your enthusiasm and passion for news and politics makes this show so impressive and incredibly fun to listen to. Job well done, sir. Keep up the good work.
I just wanted to congratulate you for all you've done on your podcast, and I wish you the best, and congratulations. Keep pushing. Don't stop. Much love.
Hey, Jeremiah. Congratulations on your podcast turning two. It's been a pleasure to be a guest on your show on multiple occasions, and it's been a pleasure to have you as a guest on my show on multiple occasions.
Thank you all again for all of your voice messages. I'm so happy to have all of those voice messages in. Even if they are late, they are still fantastic. Coming up next here on the Jeremiah Patterson Show, I'm going to be discussing Hurricane Hannah and that ongoing situation in Texas as their epidemic right now is not looking good. That's up ahead.
In this world where people are staying at home, many of life's moments are being put on hold. At Carvana, we understand that for some, getting a car just can't wait. That's why the new way to buy and sell a car is also the safer way. At Carvana, you can do it all 100% online from home, with a touchless delivery and pickup process to keep you safe. And for even greater peace of mind, all Carvana cars come with a 7-day return policy. So if you need to keep moving, it's our goal to keep you safe. Check out Carvana, the safer way to buy a car.
Welcome back. Hurricane Hanna has brought power outages as well as flooding in Texas after being downgraded to tropical storm. According to independent.co.uk, quote, the first hurricane to hit the U.S. this season lashed Texas with high winds and heavy rains despite being downgraded to a tropical storm. Boats were destroyed, power lines were brought down, and streets flooded as Storm Hanna swept through the south of the Lone Star State. As it continues to battle a different crisis, the increasing number of coronavirus cases. Also, speaking of coronavirus cases, a Texas hospital is so overwhelmed, it's just letting coronavirus win. According to a reporter from Mike.com, quote, what once was a shining example of how best to beat the coronavirus pandemic has become a nightmare for residents of Texas's Starr County, where the pandemic has become so bad. The local hospitals have enacted emergency guidelines allowing them to send home the most seriously ill patients to die with family members rather than under medical care. Quote, the situation is desperate, end quote. Dr. Jose Vasquez, the county's health commissioner, told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram this week, quote, we cannot continue functioning in this Starr County Memorial Hospital, nor in our country, in the way that things are going. The numbers are staggering. End quote. According to Mike.com, Starr County Memorial Hospital has just 48 beds and serves around 65,000 people. Starr County Memorial Hospital, it was until June, one of the few counties that had managed to keep the coronavirus pandemic largely under control. Thanks to a suit of common sense orders like mask rules, large-scale testing, and limits on public gatherings, as a result, Starr County experienced just one daily case of coronavirus, if any, for much of the beginning of the pandemic, according to the Texas Observer. The situation in this hospital is dire. The situation in Texas is dire. As we are seeing, the coronavirus cases there are continuing to rise exponentially, especially in Dallas County and Harris County, where Houston, Texas is located, and also just all around Texas, including the Rio Grande Valley. But that is the situation in Texas right now. We're going to have more reporting on that this week. I also should tell you that this week, our special TJPS coverage will begin on Tuesday night. The special coverage will begin on Tuesday night, followed by Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So here's what we're going to do. Actually, no. So on Tuesday night, we're going to begin our special coverage here on the Jeremiah Patterson Show. That coverage will then be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. There will be no coverage on Saturday, just 4 consecutive days of posting because the news has gotten so chaotic that I cannot cram all of that into a Saturday show. It would not be equitable. So the coronavirus pandemic is in Texas. It has been in Texas for a while now. And now in Hurricane Hanna. There are now these two simultaneous disasters in a state. I mean, if you just go back to Michigan, back when the Michigan Dam transpired, I mean, they had the Michigan Dam as well as the coronavirus pandemic in their state that was already being exacerbated because the president deciding not to give money to what he likes to call a blue state governor or, quote, the woman in Michigan, end quote. Governor Gretchen Whitmer handled that crisis. She tried to handle it her best, and she did absolutely fantastic handling that crisis. The Michigan Dam is still a story that is underway. It is still being reported as lawsuits are still being filed by residents in that state. That simultaneous crisis, as well as the coronavirus pandemic, ultimately did cause some disturbance and also some concerns of rising coronavirus infections and cases in that state. Now, hopefully no one gets displaced. Hopefully Hurricane Hannah is not detrimental in this state. Hopefully it does not cause a calamity just like Hurricane Harvey did in 2017 when I lived in Texas. It's just detrimental. I remember stepping outside of my house that day in Texas, mostly just that week in Texas, and just looking at the water. It's very high in the neighborhood. I mean, it's just flooded. You couldn't get anywhere. But we're going to keep you updated on the story. Once again, our special coverage here on the Jeremiah Patterson Show begins on Tuesday, which will be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Excuse me, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesday, Attorney General William Barr is set to testify before the House. As I stated before, I played the voice messages there, so look out for that. As well as look out for some coronavirus coverage here on the Jeremiah Patterson Show. As well as election interference, we're going to have a special on that. We're also going to have a special on the situation in Texas right now with Hurricane Hannah. We're going to keep you updated, and we're going to keep you updated and informed through it all. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Jeremiah Patterson Show. Make sure to share this episode with a friend or a loved one. Also, make sure to give this podcast a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe if you want to, or you could just subscribe. But thank you again for listening to this episode. Have a great day. Stay positive and inspired, and I will see you Tuesday.